This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Monday, January 30th, 2017. I'm Michael Lunger, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The New England Patriots kicked off Super Bowl week on Monday morning with a team rally at 9:30 a.m. on NRG Plaza at the Hall at Patriot Place. Some fans arrived as early as 3:30 a.m. for the festivities, which included statements from former Patriots cornerback Ty Law, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, head coach Bill Belichick, special teams captain Matthew Slater, and of course, quarterback Tom Brady. Law kicked things off to get the crowd warmed up before handing the microphone to Kraft, and at that point, Kraft spoke about Law, who is a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, saying, quote, "I want to speak to all the Hall of Fame voters. He's a player that changed the rules of the game. He came on this stage and we gave him a red jacket. Hopefully the next time we see him, he's coming back with a gold jacket," end quote. Belichick, who was handed the mic after Kraft, echoed those sentiments, saying, quote, "He deserves to be in that gold jacket," end quote. Belichick also thanked Kraft for giving him an opportunity to coach the team and acknowledged the support of the fans before handing the microphone to Slater. The All-Pro thanked the fans for their support, saying players, quote, "believe in our hearts that we have the best fans in all of sports," end quote. He also added, quote, "We're taking a team down here to Houston that you all can be proud of. Not only for the 16 wins that we've acquired thus far, but for the men we have on this team. I think this is a close-knit group. We love playing for one another. We love representing this city, this town, this region," end quote. Brady was given the mic to close out the rally, and he did so in emphatic fashion, saying, quote, "I know a lot of you fans were out here at our training camp practices, and we had 20,000 people out here at practice when we started, and it looks like we're getting up there today. It's been a great season, and we've accomplished a lot, but we still have one more to go. It's going to be tough, the toughest one we've had all year, but we're excited about the opportunity, and we couldn't do it without you guys," end quote. After Brady closed out the rally with his signature "Let's Go" scream, the team boarded the team buses and headed for their flight to Houston, where they landed at about 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In his weekly interview with WEI's Kirk and Callahan Morning Show on Monday morning, Tom Brady told the guys that he does not plan on talking any politics during Super Bowl week, saying, quote, "I certainly don't intend on talking about any politics or political matters. My focus is on football. That's where it should be, and that's where it will be all week," end quote. Brady also talked about his plan for Media Day, which will take place on Monday night, saying, quote, "It's a lot of questions. If you let it, it can be a distraction and can actually take away a lot of energy that you're trying to put in that game. This is something that is very outside of your normal week of preparation. Every extra minute I can get to prepare, that's what I'm going to use. That's just part of the situation. I'm glad we're dealing with it because it means we're part of this game, but at the same time, you don't want to let it be a distraction and take away from your prep from the game," end quote. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.